This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
OG wrote a column last week.
I did.
Little Slick Nick.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we got.
Headline was Slick Nick and the Art of the Dodge.
Oh, my. You ain't talking about trucks either.
I am not talking about trucks, but that is the truck that I drive. I am not. We could see this coming, you and I and others, but I'm saying on this show, we could see this coming after the ouster of Jack Easterby, which he spoke about vaguely with Sean and Seth. There's nowhere else to look. That's the good news. Nick Caserio and bad news. Nick Caserio has total control. Everybody knows it. It's his baby. Bad news is he's gotten such a great pass, such an easy pass these first couple of years.
Yeah, and I think, and I don't mind the pass for the previous. Like, getting through this mud was not easy. So I actually have an appreciation for that.
Mm-hmm.
I can appreciate that, how hard that was.
Yeah. It's like I said in the column, though, he's been slicker than Teflon and about as interesting. But none of us have cared. I mean, we haven't mattered. You and I have been as big as big an advocate of Caserio as anybody, because he's smart, he's polished.
He's not O'Brien.
He's not O'Brien. He seems to be to have some sort of plan. I've been lockstep with the plan of how this rebuild was going to start. Just clear the decks, year one. Start the rebuild with more draft picks year two, and then go from there. So that's where we are now. We're going from there, and it's Nick Caserio's baby. It is on him.
This was hilarious. This was Nick Caserio being asked about, you know, culture guys, Kamu Grugier-Hill, Brandon Cooks. And Seth asked a good follow-up, but this was the initial response from Nick Caserio talking about, you know, the culture issues with Kamu Grugier-Hill specifically.
Yeah, I would say a fairly, everything is nuanced, and I would just say, generally speaking, this is an indictment.
What he's using these, like, what does he mean nuanced? It's either Kamu Grugier-Hill didn't want to be here, or you were going to release Kamu Grugier-Hill regardless. Like, there's nothing nuanced there. Like, it's actually the opposite of nuance.
Well, but if he's saying that the story, we didn't get the story right.
Okay, well, then but tell
he
us
didn't
what
tell
the story
us,
is.
Yes, he didn't tell us what was wrong.
Indictment against you or Seth or anybody else. Mm-hmm. But I would say I think we all have to be careful of believing everything that what some reporter says. Well, here's what Nick said, or here's
all right, well,
what's
set
going
it
on.
Until set it straight. Tell us what it is, right?
I mean, I would think so.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Until you really have all the facts, I think it's hard to make an assessment about like what the situation actually is. I would say in those particular situations, quite frankly, Sean, I think there's been some mischaracterization, but that's okay. That's the world in which we live.
Like, cool.
I mean, that's the way it is. So we felt like the best thing was for us to just kind of part ways. I would say what's reported and what's said about how we ended up at that point, quite frankly, I think is inaccurate. But, I mean, that's okay.
All right, enlighten us. Enlighten us. Tell us what would be more. You don't have to give us the details, but tell us what would be a little more, you know, enlightened on what really happened.
Yeah, you just, like, this is the same stuff that we always, like, it's very similar to what, like, the O'Brien used to be. Like, I've heard, well, they're just not facts. Okay, well, tell me what's up. Oh, you don't know. Okay. Cool.
the day and age in which we live. So understanding that you all have a job to do, you do it very well, but I think some people, quite frankly, don't do it as well as maybe the perception is. So I'll leave it at that.
Okay. And I'll be honest. Okay. I'll be honest.
Is that at the end? Sean liked that answer, didn't he? Sean loved that one.
So I'll leave it at that.
Okay. The thing that kind of triggered me there is, first of all, are you good at your job? Like, and I'm not, look, I think Nick Caserio did a good job of cleaning up the mess, but who are you to say who's good at their job and who's bad at their job? And the thing that really triggered me there is I've seen that same text message. Mm-hmm. Like, and it was Jack Easterby sending text messages to other media types. And whenever something happened that he didn't like, multiple occasions, multiple texts, I've seen him say, well, you know, you're actually good at your job. A lot of people aren't good at their job. So when I heard that, I was like, yeah. Okay, I've definitely seen that before, buddy. Yeah. After the Easterby, I've seen that message. I've seen that said. So as much as we feel like we're getting out of the Easterby business, are we really that much out of the Easterby business? Because I've seen that exact thing said by Jack. I saw it.
I've been told by people who have been around this club, take it for what it's worth. Could be total me not being good at my job, you know? But I've been told by people around this club that Nick has literally said, I don't play grab ass with the media. Literally said those words. Which I'm fine with that. But then he proceeds to tell certain media members one thing, deal with other media members as well, Albert Breer, et cetera, all those guys. So which one is it? And then to tell us, like, who's doing a good job or not, well, that's certainly your right, and it's your opinion. But a good job is the right questions, right? A good job is questions that fans want to know. A good job is following up with maybe a little more, you know, specificity when you're being incredibly vague and talking about systems and processes and global views and all these other and nuance. That's what good is. There are very few things I know more than Nick Caserio about when it comes to football. I'll be happy to admit that. I know a lot, but I don't know nearly as much as him. I know what a good job is on this end.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
and for him to say that was arrogant. And then for Lovie Smith to control the press conference like he's the White House press secretary or something. I mean, what's going on here?
Well, I think the GM of the Texans should speak every week, because there's a reason. And this is my biggest fear for Nick Caserio right now. And this is where, if you're Cal and Hannah, like, this is where you might need to get out of the Caserio business. If they're upset that there was a leak last week and that's what they're focused on about Wednesday, it's how the hell did this get out? There's a leak.
Yeah.
You don't have a chance in hell.
Priorities are skewed.
You have no chance in hell with Nick Caserio if that's what they're worried about, is that, oh, this leaked out. Because that's going to happen in this day and age. That's going to happen. So if you're obsessing over that, you're focusing on the last thing that you should be focusing on. You should honestly, like, there should be like some sort of evaluation where you say, okay, maybe this is dated. Maybe this didn't work. Okay, the Jets did it. By the way, what would the score have been yesterday if Miami hadn't gotten that competitive advantage that Lovie Smith talked about?
Did they get a competitive advantage?
I don't know. I mean, Lovie said it's a competitive advantage.
Well, good. Well, then he kept it under wraps until Friday.
But
remember, they weren't splitting reps, except they were splitting reps.
But if they're obsessing over that, John, then that's a problem. Because that should not be what you're concerned about. How did this leak out?
I agree.
You know how it leaked out? Because agents told media types.
Yes.
That's how it leaked out. That's what happens these days. The Tom Brady days, all that type of stuff. So I hope they're at least like taking a step back. Although Lovie Smith just went up there and said, you guys guessed right. No, I didn't guess anything. They got text messages from agents.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my biggest concern is that's what Nick Caserio is upset about, that it leaked out.
That's the priority they're making.
Yes.
That's the story. And then, golly, I just still can't get over.
Minutes after Lovie, too.
Minutes after Lovie. But I still can't get over. They were so tied in with sending out this narrative that's vague about who's going to be starting the starting quarterback. that they actually split reps for a guy that hadn't started a game since 2020.
They split reps at least during the media availability. Now, they'll say they didn't split reps, but they did. Like they
but
literally did.
Kyle Allen said they did. The quarterback.
Yes.
The guy who was allegedly not splitting reps as much.
Just so that people wouldn't know.
He said they were splitting reps. That's a direct quote. That's not, you know, an assumption. He said that. Then on TV, they have these Saturday meetings with the staffs, right, and front office people.
I thought we were through this, man.
On TV, they said Kyle Allen split reps. He found out Friday, split reps with Davis Mills. And then afterwards, Lovey's like, well, I still don't even understand.
I thought we were done. I thought we were done with like, the bad football is fine.
Yeah.
But I thought we were done with clown shows like this.
That was my first big takeaway this morning. We all thought they were past dysfunction. We all thought the dysfunction was over. And then dysfunction again falls in our laps.
Coming up, in-game OBS, the landlock OBS coming up. Nick Caserio needs to be proactively evaluated. And there's some other things that need to be looked at as well. But not all is bad. I promise you, there is some good stuff. We'll focus on some of the positives. Like Lovie Smith asked us to do. Reaction Monday continues next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.